We're sorry to inform you your request for a second loan has been refused. And the board of directors up in the city has instructed us to take the farm from you. We understand your problems and wish that we could help you, but the falling price of wheat's not our concern. And the cost of operation may well be rising, but the fact is that you lose more than you earn. This Saturday morning there will be an auction underneath a cold gray country sky. And while the rest of the nation is still sleeping, they'll be bidding America goodbye.
Just south of the Great Lakes capital city, covering all of North America via satellite, AM and FM stations all across the country and live and archived on the World Wide Web. This is hour number three of Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. As we continue on, in this hour we should be visiting with Bob Chapman of the International Forecaster. Hopefully we hear from Bob soon. But right now we're going to go to Larry in Arkansas. Larry, good morning.
Yeah, one of Bob Chapman's good friends there, Robbie Noel. He's saying last night that... there's no way, you know, because they're trying to lay that off on the that the guy was a patriot, but that crashed his plane. But Robbie was saying that that guy voted for Obama, so he's definitely left of center.
Oh, really?
Yes, absolutely.
Did he know how he knew that?
No, he didn't say how he knew that, but Robbie might know.
Okay.
If you're bringing Robbie on, I'll get off the phone because I could talk for an hour here.
Well, actually, it's actually Bob that we're bringing on, and so far we haven't heard from him. So I'm not sure what's going on there.
Okay.
But well, anyway, if you got anything else, you're free to go ahead and share.
I think it'd be a good idea to have state banks. I'm in favor of the fair tax. Obviously want to get rid of the Fed. And that dietary supplement plan that John McCain, that's got to go. We can't let that go through. And I'd like to have a $1,000 cap on political donations.
I certainly don't think we should be having corporations give money to our politicians. That's for sure.
Yeah, I like just the $1,000 donation. I mean, that levels the field for everybody to be able to get their word out there.
Well, I appreciate the call there, Larry.
Okay, thanks.
And God bless you, man. All right, folks, I don't know if we're going to hear from Bob Chapman or not. For some reason, normally he calls into the show, so I'm not sure if he forgot or what the case is. So I still have a lot of information that we do have Bob now. So, all right, so we're going to go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we'll bring up Bob Chapman of the International Forecaster. And got a lot of things we need to talk about, folks. Situation with our country, the debt that we have is astronomical. According, we were almost up to the official number of $13 trillion. But the way Washington is spending money today, it just pales by comparison. Anyway, take a break, and we'll bring up Bob Chapman of the International Forecaster. Stay with us as Govern America continues here on RBN.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Broadcast, Governor America. I'm Darren Weeks. As we continue on here, Bob Chapman attended Northeastern University majoring in business management. He spent 3 years in the U.S. Army counterintelligence, mostly in Europe, and has resided in various places around the globe. He was a stockbroker in 1960 to 1988, owning his own brokerage firm for 18 years, which served over 6,000 clients when he retired. After his retirement in the June of 1991, at the request of business associates, he began writing The International Forecaster, and he is continuing to do that today. Their website is theinternationalforecaster.com, and we're pleased to have Bob Chapman back on the show here on Govern America. Bob, good morning.
Well, good morning. Nice to be here.
It's always a blessing to have you. I want to start right in. You know, we've got a lot of things going on right now. I guess the best place to start right now is the situation in Greece. Can you tell us what the background is on that, what led to this crisis, and what the crisis consists of?
Well, first of all, you have to go back into the 1990s and the formation of what is today known as the European Union and its adjunct, the Eurozone. There's 27 countries in the Eurozone, in the European Union, and there's 16 in the Eurozone, originally 14. And when they formed the Eurozone, they did not have a constitution, and they still don't have one, although finally it's in the process of being implemented some 12 or 13 years later. And they had the precept of one interest rate for all. They also had a European Central Bank, which they still do. And but apart from that, each country is able to run its own fiscal affairs, and at the same time, they can also issue euros, and the euros are designated as to what country they come from, and there's certain criteria for that. Now, when the Eurozone was formed, it was natural for, on a geopolitical basis, for Italy and Greece to be included. And I wrote at that time that I didn't agree with the general way that the Eurozone was being set up, because I said one interest rate for all can never work. You can't have a federal monetary policy and then having individual fiscal policies. It's a prescription for chaos.
Mm-hmm.
And so when Italy and Greece were included, Goldman Sachs come in and Mickey Mouse their books so that they qualified. In other words, it was fraudulent accounting. And the rest of the nations in the Eurozone, especially Germany and France, who are the leaders, make up about 65 to 70% of all the economic activity in Europe, they look the other way. Now, everybody has known, certainly for at least the last 10 years, that these countries had extraordinary problems. And then as we went along through the years of the early 20s, the new century, we had that one interest rate fits all, which allowed Ireland and Spain and Portugal to get themselves into serious financial trouble. So not only did we have Greece and Italy, perennially, as we'll say, and usually due to rampant corruption, then we now had and do have Ireland and Portugal and Spain. And to be thrown in for good measure, members who are not in the Eurozone, we have Latvia, Lithuania, Estonia, Hungary, Romania, Poland, and now even Denmark in serious financial trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you got to say to yourself, with all of this being known for some time, why did 3 weeks ago Europe suddenly discover that Greece was in trouble? Well, of course, they've known. And the reason for it is that the international banking community, the powers behind government, they have decided that the situation has become unmanageable, and they're going to allow the system to go down. But they want to do it as they want to do it, in their timing and in their procedure.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the course that has been taken. Now, where is it going to lead? I think it's possible by October, but more probable as we evolve in time into next year, that this crisis will culminate into a real full-blown problem. And I think what the bankers intend to do is to take all of these nations that are presently and will be on the brink of bankruptcy and bring them together. And that includes the United States and the United Kingdom as well.
So you're saying that you think that the United States is going to be brought into the Eurozone?
No. What I'm saying is they are going to become part of those nations that are going to go bankrupt. Now, how they're going to do that is they're going to have another meeting like they had in the early 70s called the Smithsonian Conferences, or the Louvre Accord of 87, or the Plaza Accord of 85, where they go and they all get together. It's all pre-planned, pre-packaged, and everybody revalues and devalues against each other's currencies. There is a debt default, which I believe will be two-thirds of debt between nations will be written off. They will attempt to form an international trading unit made up of the G20 countries' currencies on a weighted basis, which will probably be backed by 10 to 15% gold, which will be used in commerce rather than the U.S. dollar. And a number of countries will officially, domestically, devalue their currencies, and the United States will be one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And they expect to be able to do that all together, and that will be extraordinarily deflationary. And that will lead to a deflationary depression, which will last for many years.
Yeah, you know, as we look at things that are currently going on over there right now, I mean, the situation looks very dire. And domestically, it's like Washington, D.C. is not even really recognizing that there is a problem here with these deficits. And I know recently, just in recent days, they've started to give some lip service to it. But really, policy-wise, do you see anything that they're doing that's going to even remotely address the problem?
Well, first of all, no. And that's because 95% of them are paid off, not to. And the answer is a change. And if you look at Thursday's Rasmussen poll, you'll see that 92% of Americans want to replace their incumbent, irrespective of party.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, about 33% of Americans look favorably upon their representatives, and that's in the Wall Street Journal poll, which is not representative. Now it's not 70% anymore that want an audit and investigation of the Federal Reserve. It's 90%.
Mm-hmm.
So the people are really catching on. Now, it's extraordinarily important if Americans want to save their country and maintain what freedom they have and get more back. They have to clear Congress. They have to get rid of almost all of the sitting incumbents because they are the problem in the House and the Senate. And in the next election, of course, hopefully we'll get a better person who happens to be a citizen. But the seat of legislature is where it lies.
Mm-hmm.
They must make quick, radical changes. The auditing and investigation of the Fed, which will lead to its demise and its job of monetary policy being given back to the U.S. Treasury. And, of course, the revolving door between Wall Street and Washington has to be closed.
Mm-hmm.
Second of all, the end of executive orders, which is extremely important. And in those executive orders, probably the most important is the end of the President's Working Group on Financial Markets. And
okay, hold it right there. Let's talk about that here when we come back. Folks, our guest is Bob Chapman of the International Forecaster. His website is linked up with ours, theinternationalforecaster.com. We'll be back in a moment with Bob Chapman. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com. What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Governor America. I'm Darren Weeks. We're visiting today with Bob Chapman of the International Forecaster. TheInternationalForecaster.com is his website. It's linked up with ours at Govern America. And we're talking about this current situation in Greece and the general global economy, listeners, as we've been given a global economy and how everything is interconnected today. And, Bob, before the break, you were talking about some of the things that you think that the American people, if we're supposed to maintain somewhat of our sovereignty and our individual freedoms, what needs to be done. And you were talking about the congressional cleaning of cleaning house in Congress, and you mentioned executive orders. Did you want to pick up your thoughts?
Right. And so with the end of the executive orders and their elimination, we get rid of the President's Working Group in Financial Markets, which via the Fed and the Treasury are manipulating the markets of the world 24/7. They have ended the free market system as we know it. And there should be an end to campaign contributions as well as lobbying. And of course, the end of the Federal Reserve, with the job being turned back to the Treasury Department, where the Constitution put it in the first place. Mm-hmm. I heard in the previous program before I came on the talk about the changes in campaign contributions. It's much better to eliminate everybody, and the government gives, hypothetically, $1 million to each person who's running for the House or running for the Senate.
Mm-hmm.
And it's pretty simple. You all use that money, which if you don't use it, it's returnable to the federal government and the taxpayers. And you run for office, but you can only campaign 2 months before the election. And that forces people to campaign on the issues. And that's the way it's done in many other countries. And so those changes would be a great start to a changing what we're going to do. It would take the power away from the power behind government that controls government and has for a long time. It would neutralize the elements which are behind the scenes in Washington. A good example is the seamless change from the past administration to this one that we now have. It was seamless. And it was seamless because Team A replaced Team B. The problem is the members of those bureaucratic teams all belong to the Council on Foreign Relations, the Trilateral Commission, the Builder Group, the Group of 30, the Group of 300, and on and on.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're getting the same policy as you did in any previous administration. And they retain control over the American people. And now we've seen how onerous it's become, the Patriot Acts, and we get Homeland Security and TSA. We've been turned into a Gestapo police state, and that has to end.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, do you think this current situation in Greece, I was reading some of your stuff there on your website, and I highly recommend folks go there and read your analyses of the financial situation. But one of the things that struck me is that you suggested that the situation in Greece could very well be a distraction from our own problems here domestically.
Well, that's
maybe
true.
It was engineered to be that way.
It was engineered. And one of the problems that they've run into here is that in the process of engineering and affecting this, what has happened is it has been discovered the part that was played by Goldman Sachs in all of this, going back some years, as I explained early on in the program. And it wasn't only them, it was J.P. Morgan Chase and Citigroup as well. In fact, Citigroup has been brought to court in civil fraud charges in Italy, among other places. And most people don't know it, as an aside, but George Soros has been convicted twice of stock fraud, once in France and recently in Hungary. And in France, he appealed and lost. And normally they would take people like them and throw them in the slammer. But in the case of those who have billions, they just give them atrocious fines, and the state is happy with that because it increases the money in their coffers. And George doesn't care when you're a multi-billionaire if they fine him $10 million or $110
million. Mm-hmm.
But the part of Goldman Sachs has been discovered, and Goldman Sachs today is the most powerful element in Washington in regard to the Treasury and the government in general. J.P. Morgan's Chase is the mentor for the Federal Reserve, and that's their preserve, so to speak. And these controls have got to be broken. We can't have two groups of people who belong to the same groups running our country and not our legislatures who they purchased.
Right.
I mean, look
absolutely
at the people who are quitting.
All right, let's take another break here, Bob. We have another break coming up. Folks, if you'd like to call in, by the way, it's 800-313-9443. It's 800-313-9443. Our guest is Bob Chapman of the International Forecaster. We'll be back in a moment.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
because you can handle the truth.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now. With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
All right, we're back. This is Government America. I'm Darren Weeks. As we continue on here, our guest is Bob Chapman of the International Forecaster. His website is theinternationalforecaster.com. It's linked up with ours at governamerica.com. That's theinternationalforecaster.com. And we're talking about the situation here in America and abroad around the world with regard to the debt, the manipulation of monetary currencies. And Bob, I don't know if you finished your thoughts, but I wanted to come back to the Fed for a moment and to talk a little bit about how the Federal Reserve is buying up all these toxic assets, all this debt. I guess they paid something like $2 trillion on bailouts to Wall Street firms, insurance companies, corporations, foreign banks. You know, how significant is it that our Federal Reserve, which, you know, as a private bank, it's not really our Federal Reserve, but, you know, when the Federal Reserve bails out institutions and organizations and corporations, you know, that they do that with created money, which I guess would lead to an increase of inflation. How else does this affect us? What is the significance of this to our economy and everything else that we have going on?
Well, I think, first of all, the American public is on the hook. What the Fed buys, the American public has to pay for if there's a loss.
Mm-hmm.
That's for starters. Second of all, as you pointed out, it tends to be extremely inflationary.
Mm-hmm.
And so the import is quite large, especially during a time when wages are not increasing, but inflation is. Inflation, the CPI figure, is a total fraud and has been for a long time. Yesterday they called inflation at 2.6%. Inflation is over 7% in the real world.
Mm-hmm.
They have created so much money and credit, and the Inspector General of the United States tells us that it's $23.7 trillion. Now, we're responsible for that, and that is an enormous amount of money. So on the other hand, what they've done is they've cut back the increase over the last year in what used to be called M3, the money supply. They've cut it back to, I'm getting various figures, but it's somewhere between 0 and 5%, which the European Central Bank has done, and the Bank of England and others have done as well, to ameliorate the problem created by the injection of $23.7 trillion. And they're afraid they're going to have hyperinflation, but they run the risk now of having a deflationary economic collapse.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very, very fine line they're playing here. At the same time, they've chosen to bring forward the problems in Greece and other countries, which I told you earlier I think is going to be it is going to end up in an international conference where all currency will be revalued and devalued, and there'll be debt settlement. And that's where this is all headed, and it's all very bad. But it just didn't happen that way. It wasn't coincidence. It wasn't incompetence. It was planned that way.
Yeah, thank you.
And that's why we have the problems we have, because they want to take the system down. And the reason they want to take the system down is so that they can force people under dire economic and financial circumstances to accept world government.
That's the way I see it, and it is a very dire situation. You know, I don't see any way around this, do you? I mean, it looks to me like there is no way that we're going to avoid an economic collapse, a major economic collapse, and probably many, many years a financial hardship in this country, as well as really all countries, as you pointed out, because we're talking about...
Well, you know, the story I've just given to you is not being given by almost anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have the foresight to see where this thing is headed. And how do you help yourself in these circumstances? Well, you certainly try to keep your job or your business as long as possible. You put in freeze-dried and dehydrated food in a filter, preferably because of the Berkey filter, and you accumulate gold and silver coins with your excess wealth that you have at this time. Well, you still got it.
Mm-hmm.
And for those who have lots of money, they can even include gold and silver stocks. And so that's what you have to do. And hopefully the listeners will take that to heart and do that. And that's what Republic Broadcasting is all about.
Right.
As you know, I do a show with John and Robbie on Tuesdays. And for those of you who would like to get a subscription, they have a package, and it's different every week, which they sell, and they include a free subscription to the International Forecaster. So you can get one by buying coins. And all you have to do is call Robbie Noel, whose number I don't have at my fingertips. But I thought I'd mention that.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, you had mentioned earlier that about the M3 index. You know, I think it's interesting that the Federal Reserve quit publishing the M3 index just before all of this happened. You know, I don't think that's coincidental, do you?
Of course not. There is no such thing as coincidence, ever, ever, ever. I mean, you might run into somebody at a county fair that you haven't seen for 40 years, and that might be coincidence, but and you might have gone to high school or college with them, and you recognize them, but you're really surprised how much they've aged. But you haven't looked in the mirror yourself. But anyway, no, none of these things are coincidence. They're all planned. And, you know, this is not some conspiracy theory. This is fact.
It's conspiracy fact is what it is.
That's right. And, you know, I just finished up earlier, before I came on with you, with a program in Hartford, Connecticut, which I'm on frequently on major radio. And you know, we had the same conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, people have got to realize that they have to go to alternative radio, the talk shows, Republic, and others like it. And they have to go to the Internet. And I know there's trash on the Internet. You have to be able to discern what is and what isn't. But I want to tell you this. You're not going to get anything anywhere near the truth in mainline media because they're owned by the people who are trying to force world government upon us. Mm-hmm. And so you can forget that. And so you have to think on your own outside the box. You know, all these things that you've been told how great America is and so on and so forth all these years has been nothing but propaganda.
Yeah.
And we'd like to think that we are the best and we were the kindest and on and on and on, but all of these things were planned. You know, when I went to counterintelligence in the 1950s, you know, I learned these things and I said to myself, I mean, everything that I've known to be truth is not truth. I mean, it was quite a revelation, believe me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I totally believe that. You know, I mean, certainly every one of us have our own stories about how we awoke to all of this stuff, and it's a very painful thing because believing your entire life that you have the possibility of the American dream, I think now what's going on is the American people are waking up to realize that the American dream was just that. It was a dream. And now that we've awakened, we realize we have a nightmare. I want to talk a little bit about communist China for a moment, Bob, because I guess it was December. They just dumped a whole lot, I think something like $34.2 billion in our debt. Do you think this is a trend that's going to continue with China? I guess they've been doing okay financially, haven't they?
Well, to answer the first question, and the answer is yes. They don't want to destroy the value of the dollar, but at the same time, they're sick and tired of what's been going on with the dollar and the methods of operation of the U.S. government. And China, first of all, they have no debt except eternal. They have $2.4 trillion of which some $2 trillion is in dollars in foreign exchange. They have been accumulating gold, but not at the clip that they should have, and they should have started long ago. But what they've done recently in injecting $1.2 trillion into their economy is that they have created inflation of 27%, at the same time, increased GDP from 4.5, what would have been 4.5 to 9.5 to 10%, which was their goal. Now they have a stock market bubble and a housing bubble because a good deal of the money and loans that was offered went into gambling. And that's exactly what it is. It's gambling, especially in the housing market.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're going to have a big fallout. And so China's not without problems. Problem number one, how do we get rid of these dollars? Problem number two, how do we deal with the inflation we've got? They just cut bank reserves to what you would call a minus 16%. In other words, for every dollar that you have on deposit, or yuan in this, or renminbi, excuse me, in this case, which is the internal currency, you have, the bank has to hold 16 cents, and usually banks hold about 5%. And so, that they hold back from lending, and it curtails lending. And it's a way of reducing money in circulation and doing that instead of increasing interest rates, because what increasing interest rates does is it attracts hot money. Mm-hmm. Because if the interest rates is higher in China, people will want to buy yuan, the external the external currency, and in so doing, they'll be buying a stronger currency, perhaps not with a higher yield, perhaps slightly higher. But the main point is that the strength of the currency will attract hot money, and they don't want that. And so that's why they cut back on bank reserves, so that they won't attract all that money.
Mm-hmm.
But China has its share of problems. They have 30 million unemployed, and that doesn't count the people on the rice paddies. And they are a command economy, which means they overproduce. They've got warehouses and warehouses of things that they haven't sold. That's been going on for years because the economy is not that well run. And not that ours is any panacea, especially in the last 25 years when we've adhered to the now evolutionary process of free trade, globalization, offshoring, and outsourcing, which has destroyed the industrial base of the United States and has to be brought back. And I think that's going to come back for the United States, and that's going to hurt China as well, because they won't be exporting as much to the United States and other countries. And I think the leader in that will be England. I think England will put tariffs on first. In fact, I think that there's an outside chance England will leave the European Union. Now, nobody's talking about that. But then again, I'm ahead of everybody else. And so if they do that, they'll put tariffs up. Well, they do that, the Americans are going to put tariffs up. So with that said, that will be very, very good for both countries.
Yeah,
because
absolutely.
Both countries have gotten raped.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, and the thing is that I pulled some time ago, and I've mentioned this numerous times on the show, from the Census Bureau, the actual numbers of the trade deficits in dollar figures starting in 1993 when NAFTA was signed, agreed to, ratified, and then starting in 1995, the reversal, you know, we were running a surplus with Mexico, and it was just absolutely reversed after that, and we've never went back. It's climbed exponentially ever since then. And my statement has been all along, you know, and I showed my wife the chart, and I showed people I work with the chart, and I said, you can see what these numbers mean. I can see what these numbers mean. Why can't the people in Washington, D.C. see what these numbers mean? But yet we see no reversal of the policies. And so
that's because they're paid to look the other way.
That's right. There's no other
they're
conclusion.
They're all paid off with the exception of a handful. And that's why everybody who's an incumbent who has done this has to be thrown out of office.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And if you don't do it, you're going to lose your country and your freedom permanently. This is America's last chance. It's over after this if you don't do it.
It's not coming back. You know,
that's right. You're going to end up fighting in the streets.
Not just another economic downturn. That's what we're saying here. Let's go to the phone lines and talk to Roger in Indiana. Roger, good morning.
Hello, gentlemen.
Yeah, go ahead.
You know, I've been listening and I've been knowing about this for a long time. And, you know, I've been telling a lot of people that what's happening now, our government is intentionally doing it. And I hear everybody talking, you know, this is what's going on, this is what's going on. We know what's going on. It's it's by design. Now, we know, if we look into the Bible, we know what the future is, and this is how I look at it. I see the future, you know, eschatology. Pardon? I know a little bit of the eschatology and everything. So we know what the future is going to become. We know there's a one world order coming. There's going to be an antichrist. They're going to tie in all these ten nations are going to be, you know, and America's going to be divided into 10 regions. And then, like,
well, America's
like
already divided into 10 regions. But I need you to get right to it. Did you have a question or something?
Oh, well, I was just saying that, well, the points I wanted to really say is that people need to be informed of what's going on. If we don't inform the people and do that with God's truth, then we're not going to be set free.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we just making a comment.
All right, well, I appreciate that, Roger. We're up against the clock here, but thanks for the call. Folks, so we got to take one final break, final segment straight ahead with Bob Chapman of the International Forecaster. Stay with us.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-790-6293. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-790-6293 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org. Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-790-6293. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-790-6293 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? When he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program that helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
All right, we're up against the clock here. We only have a few minutes left. But, Bob, I wanted to ask you a little bit about personal retirement accounts. You know, I had a listener call in a little earlier, and she wanted to make sure that we addressed the retirement accounts. You think the government is going to go after these?
The answer is yes. And how they go about it remains to be seen. For those who want help with this, you can email me at Bob, B-O-B, at intforecaster.com. That's Bob at intforecaster.com. And the reason I do that is that every situation is different. This is what they're trying to do. The hearings are over. They're going to come up with a plan. It'll be one of three things, or maybe a combination thereof. Number one, they're looking and considering a 5% tax on all income that people make to be put into a government-guaranteed annuity. Well, that's great, but the government's bankrupt.
Yeah.
And so I don't think that's a very good idea, but that's what they want to do. Number two, a voluntary plan where you would pledge so much of your retirement funds in all the different retirement vehicles, and you might put in 10% into this government-guaranteed plan. You might put 100%. The third one would be mandatory. And I don't know which way they're going to go, but I think they'll go the voluntary route. I don't think they'll go the 5% tax route. And if it's voluntary, the next step, 6 months or a year later, will be mandatory.
Well, you know,
and,
we know the
you're
income
have
tax.
To get out.
Yeah, the income tax is voluntary, too, isn't it? Isn't that what they tell us?
Supposedly. And so government's getting their foot in the door. Why? They got to fund Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid. There's not enough money coming in, and there's no money in there because they've given bonds for it, and they've essentially stolen it. Second of all, the United States government cannot sell their bonds, and because of that, they need to access that money. And so that's why they're doing it. Desperate people do desperate things.
Yeah, they got to keep the little dog and pony show going a little longer.
That's right.
And I guess there's something like, I don't know if you know the figure, I read that something like $15 trillion tied up in these private investment accounts. That's very attractive for people who, like you pointed out, are desperate. So.
And they will use the investments as collateralizing the bonds that they issue. This way they won't have to sell them into the market.
As China dumps their holdings, how quickly do you think we're going to see this inflation? You think hyperinflation is going to hit the market? And if so, how quickly are we going to start seeing the real pinch?
Well, I think inflation's off and running. I think it'll get up to 14% this year. And you could call that hyperinflation. But I see in the window, within a year and a half, perhaps sooner, perhaps a little bit later, they're going to have that meeting on the debt, and the debt's what's going to take the whole thing down. And so we're getting within a year to 2 years, we're getting to a collapse in the world economy, and particularly in the United States and Europe, of their debt structure.
Yeah, you know, and you're not the only one that's saying that either. You know, other people that are in the know that are not controlled, you know, are saying that, you know, you're not going to recognize this country in a couple of years. Well, Bob, I want to thank you once again for being on. You're going to be on again next month, and I appreciate you being with us. One of the few folks that are going to tell you the truth, that understand economics and the situation that we face. So anyway, check out his website, theinternationalforecaster.com. www.theinternationalforecaster.com. And until next week, folks, pray for this republic. Do what you can to restore it. God bless you, folks. And we'll talk to you next week.
Introducing the new Go